Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about the future of work, or more specifically, some findings released in a recent report from the World Bank called The Changing Nature of Work. The World Bank took a look at the economy, at jobs, at skills, and have created a really interesting 150 or so page report titled The Changing Nature of Work. The report is comprehensive, probably contains enough information for a dozen or so deep dives, but for today, beyond just calling your attention to the existence of the report, I wanted to highlight one important set of findings from the World Bank: ideas on how employee skills are changing, and more specifically, the kinds of skills that will become more in demand moving forward as technology continues to shape and reshape work. Here's just a brief piece of what the folks at the World Bank think about what kinds of employee skills are going to have to change in the future. It is easier to assess how technology shapes the demand for skills and changes production processes than it is to estimate its effect on job losses. Technology is changing the skills being rewarded in the labor market. The premium is rising for skills that cannot be replaced by robots. General cognitive skills, such as critical thinking, and socio-behavioral skills, such as managing and recognizing emotions that enhance teamwork. Workers with these skills are more adaptable in labor markets. Technology is disrupting the demand for three types of skills in the workplace. First, the demand for non-routine cognitive and socio-behavioral skills appears to be rising in both advanced and emerging economies. Second, the demand for routine job-specific skills is declining. And third, payoffs to combinations of different skill types appear to be increasing. These changes show up not just through new jobs replacing old jobs, but also through the changing skills profile of existing jobs. And that last point is really important, and the World Bank offers up a really interesting exhibit of how an existing job has changed over time. They managed to dig up the set of skills that were required for a hotel management trainee both back in 1986 as well as the skills required for that same job in 2018. The job itself really hasn't changed all that much, but the skills and characteristics that are possessed by the kind of person who's likely to be successful in a job, it's really shifted. Today in 2018, there's much more emphasis on this job for things like attitude, communication skills, ability to effectively team with others, the kinds of skills that are really essential to business today, and most importantly, are still incredibly difficult to automate or replace with technology. And recent data from other sources, such as the LinkedIn Hiring Trends report, suggests much the same. Soft skills, quote unquote, the kinds we can't replace with an algorithm or a chatbot, are in increasing demand. Said differently, that philosophy or psychology degree maybe your kid wants to take at university may not be such a bad idea after all. This World Bank report on the changing nature of work and the future of work has tons of interesting information in it. I encourage you to Google it. Just Google World Bank, the changing nature of work. Spend some time with it like I did. I plan on revisiting this topic more in future episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. But it's great to kind of just set your thinking about how work is changing and how we all need to adapt to it moving forward. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.